Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were talking about Toras Pilegesh, Toras Dine Pilegesh, or Toras Pilegesh. For a melech and for a hegiot, for a king and for a regular person, based on the Torah of Hagon Rav Shmuel Lazer Volk, Zichrono Livracha, the Rambam in Perek Dalid, in Hilchos Malachim says, Kol Amar Parshas Melech Melech Zoche Bo. Whatever it says in the Parsha of the Melech, and say for Shmuel, the different rights that the king has, so that is Lamaisa, the king is Zoche. It wasn't just scaring them. And therefore, Rambam writes, Halacha Dalid, Lokech mikol gvul Yisrael, Nashim upilakshim l'armono. He could take women to be his wives, to be his concubines, to work for him. Tabochos, v'ofos, v'akochos. So he could be mishabe, the people. La'avodim b'lokech minayofim shebehem lios mishamshim v'omdim l'fonov. He could take from the most beautiful to serve him. So the king has a schus to be mishabe the people for his needs, and also for Neshei Yisrael to work in his palace. And Rav Yitzchak Lapanovitcher said, and it's brought in a lot of Achronim, to explain the Yerushalmi, Kiddushin 1-2, as far as Yehud goes, how does the Adon do Yehud? Says Reb Zeira, miyada b'dvorim. With words, that's how he does Yehud. Tani Reb Hoshaya, ketzad miyada, melev nishnaim, reid miyuedesli. How does he do Yehud? He says in front of two people, you are miyuedesli, uberashi mefurish, shetzerach lo melev b'shasiyad, b'kesef shekibel avicha, the money that your father received from me, Arad Mikudeshisli. That's what Rashi says. Rambam holds Avadim David Zayin, that he doesn't have to mention the Kesef that the father received, like the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi says, you just say, I write me redlessly. He doesn't have to mention the money that the father received. So the chiddush of Rav Yitzchak Lapanovitcher is that it's pashut that if the father was mutter to marry his daughter, if it would be a minor daughter, a bas ktana, he wouldn't have to give her kesef kiddushin. He wouldn't have to give her a shtar. He wouldn't have to be Mekadesh or Bibiyah. Because the Torah gave a schus to the father to be Mekadesh or to other men, if he'd be able to be Mekadesh himself. So he'd just be able to do without Kesher, Shtar, and Biyah. The Torah gave him a schus to be Mekadesh this daughter. To anybody he wants, Mekzeres HaKosef is Biti Nosati Li'ish Hazeh. And the Kinyan is done when the father is Mekabel Kesef Kedushin or Shtar from the Mekadesh. And you don't need the Das of the daughter, the minor daughter, for the Kiddushin. If so, if it was mutter to take his daughter as a wife for himself, which of course it's not, obviously, but if it were mutter, it's pashut that you wouldn't need any kesef and any kinyan. Who's he going to give it to? He's the bialim to be mekadesher. And if so, you wouldn't need any kinyan. And amira alone would be enough. And we find kinyan isha sa'idi amira she's chayav misa abala. Ben Noach was miyached a shivcha la'avdoi. That we find in the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim. So there, you don't even need kesef shtar and biyah. You do yichud, he does amira, and that's it. It's a kinyan ishus. And Ben Noach is miyached a shivcha for his Zevib. The Rambam says, Malachim 9:8. So you see that he has the koyach to be mekadeshim. No kesef shtar be necessary. And if so, according to the Rabbanan who hold that Maos Rishonos, the Kiddushin Nitna, that the original money given to the father of the girl when she becomes an Amma are given for the Kiddushin, for the Yehud later as well. That means, by a kinyan, Amma Ivriya, the Adon acquires any schus and koyach that the father has in his daughter. Hein l'maisi yadeh, behein l'kiddushin, al hazman sheshayeches ha'ama l'adam. So he gets all the rights in this girl now. Maisi yadayim and kiddushin. Now there's a gzeres hakasiv lam nachri lo yim shal amachra. The Adam doesn't have rishus to sell her, or sent to someone else for Maisi Adayim, or for Kedushin. Without that gzeres hakasiv, he could give her to anybody else, just like the father. As far as he's concerned, and his son, he goes from Yaiter to his son, he's in place of the father. And it's a mitzvah for him to be Kaddishin, to be Miyadir, and to take her, Miyadir, and take her as a wife. If so, Amira alone that he says, in front of two Eidim, it's Mikudeshis. And you don't need any kinyan. He's the Bailam and her Kedushin. Therefore, Bamira Balma Mikudeshis Midai Raisa. You just need two Eidim and the Amira of the Adon. That's instead of kinyan Kedushin Balma. He has complete rights, just like the father would have complete rights. Now he has complete rights. And that's Pshat Yerushalmi, and then Miyadam, Reb Zira, Miyadam, Bedvarim. As Reb Zira is explaining to us, the Yehud is Bedvarim, that the Dibor of the other is like a Kinyan Kiddushin, since he's the Bailam on the Kiddushin of the father. So that's the Chiddush of Reb Itzel Panovitcher. So one of the Achronim, actually a contemporary of Rav Volk, writes, and Rav Volk quotes him. He's not very happy with what he says, because he already is a makdim to the quote, and he writes the word hischakem in parentheses, like he got really smart. Too smart for himself, we would say today. Because of Shinir lo lechadish, and then he writes in parentheses, davar nifla, quote unquote, not in parentheses, quote unquote. Like, that's what he says about it, meaning that rabbi. But Volk doesn't believe. So I'm not going to say who the rabbi is, but I was very curious, so I found out who it was, who he's arguing with. Not less than hard to say who someone's arguing with. Even if he thinks the person's wrong, you're allowed to argue with someone's svar. I'll go upon him. So this rav writes, ולפיזה יוצא לנו חידוש דין, כיוון שיש למלך סחוס מטעם פרשת המלך לקחת את הבחורים לשם משלפונו, וגם את הנשים לעשות לרק כוח איסו לא איפויס. Since the king has a right מטעם פרשת המלך to take the boys to serve, to take the ladies to be his workers in the palace, to be his bakers, to be his cooks, etc. Yesh lo schus l'shaved es ha'om, and he has the right to be mishaved the people. And came mashikos of a Rambam 4:4. Yesh lo schut likach mikol gvul Yisrael nashim ufilakshim umitam schus ha'melech. She yesh lo. The Rambam says he could take these nashim pilakshim umitam schus ha'melech. Otherwise, what on earth is this halacha doing? Hilchos Malachim. It isn't mitam parashas HaMelech. What's it doing in Hilchos Malachim? And what is it doing in Perek Dal that he's talking about the schus in the Parshas HaMelech, where the Melech is Zoche? If the king has a regular standard din kiddushin, so it's pashut that the king is no different than anybody else. So when he says a king has the right to take nashim, he's talking about b'koach schus hamelech, parshas hamelech. And therefore, he could take these women, whoever he wants. I mean, nashim b'tor nashim u'pilaksha. It's limited to 18, including the pilaksha, not including that we already discussed at great length elsewhere. L'fichach, therefore, says this rabbi, this rav, this Talmud Chacham, Gadol, I may add, Sever HaRambam she'aschus hazeh hu kamo schus ba'am ha'ivriya she'esh la'adam she'esh lo schus av l'kadesh. So this is like the schus of the master in the Am Ivriya. But he gets the schus of the father. And therefore you don't need kesef, you just need amira balma. So to b'melech kev and she'esh l'melech schus l'shabed is am la'avidosay v'lakachas is abachurim l'shamshay Las is Malachto, he also has a schus in Benos Israel to take them as his wife. Mitam shibu dadin shel parashas hamelech. And therefore, he could be Mekadesh women with ksuban kedushin like any other Jewish person, or as a pilagesh, mitam schus hamelech, mitam parashas hamelech. And you don't need anything else but yichud. Mitam parashas hamelech, he has a schus in the kedushin just like Yehud. So here he's Konev Parashas Melech. He has a schus, just like the father has a schus in the Kedushin. And the other has a schus in the Kedushin, so to the Melech. So he doesn't need Kesef, and he doesn't need Shtar. He just does Yichud, and that's enough. Yichud is a Kenyan Gomer. The Yichud is Ishus. She's an Eshes Ish. And that's why Hedyot doesn't have a din of a pilagish according to the Rambam, because it's only mischus parashas hamelech, and a hedyot doesn't have a right to the king. And if the Rambam concludes the hedyot is aser b'pilagish, he's only allowed an am ivri after yehud. So what does Yehud have to do here? What's Yehud coming in here? That a Hedyot can't take a Pilagish, but he does Yehud. Ma Kesha. Afid l'vareinu ze adim yayin. Dekamo debi Yehud ha-Kenyan Kiddushin umitam schus ha'av. Just like by Kenyan Kiddushin. It's mitam schus ha'av. The Adon can marry this girl. Mitam schus ha'av. And without Kesef Kiddushin. And Shtar, she's nicknamed to him or to his son, just with Amira. So too, the Kenyan of a Pilegesh to the king. Mitam Parashas HaMelech, so you don't need Kesef Kedushin. V'shtar. All you need is Yichud. So that's what the Rambam means when he says Pilakshin Balok Suba Balok Dusha El Biyichud Ba'alma Biyichud Balvad Koina Isoma Tereslo. Just Yichud. He doesn't have to do Kesef Kedushin. He doesn't have to do Shtar Kedushin. Just Yichud alone is enough. And with this, this Chacham answers the Kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. Because the Gemara says in Meseches Sanhedrin and Daf Chof Beis, look at how terrible Gerushin is. How difficult Gerushin is. Kama Koshim Gerushin. How kosher is Gerushin? I'll tell you how kosher Gerushin is. That the rabbis allowed David to be miyached, be misyached with Avishag, and they didn't allow him to divorce. Even though Yichud Zasu with the Pnuya, they didn't allow him to divorce one of his 18 wives. So, ask the Lechem Mishnah, what's the problem? There's an Eitzah. No Gerushin. Just take one of your Palakshim and send her away. And then you'll take Avishag. The Gemara wants to prove Kamakushin Gerushin. Because the rabbis didn't allow David to divorce one of his wives. But, and there they allowed Yichud with a Pnuya. Hasalacha Mishnah, the Rambam, who holds that he's allowed 18 women, including Nashim, including Pilakshim. So why doesn't David take one of his Pilakshim and send her away? No divorce is necessary. So what's the Kamakush and Gerushin? Send her away and then take instead. Since altogether he's 18 wives, now we'll have 18 women, including Pilakshim. Now we'll have 17, and he can take Avishag. But based on what we're saying now, no, because a Pilegish requires a get. She's an Eishes Ish Gemura, and she requires a get. He did Kiddushim by doing Yichud Rama because he had rights in her mitam Zchus HaMelech, and she needs a get. And therefore, Kushin Gerish, and the rabbis didn't allow him to give any of his Pilakshim a get. Ad kan midivrei Oisei Chacham. So you hear that, you say, wow, it's a brilliant chiddush. Rav Volk quotes at length, as I just did. L'fi dvareinu, al kagon ze amru chidudoi koidem lelibunoi. Ooh. Using a term from Yerideya, but in this context it means that he was sharp before he clarified the matter. It's sharp, but not correct. Number one, Ma shekasav lefikach yachol lekadish nashim b'Yisrael v'ksu b'kedushin kamol l'kol ish Yisrael, or b'tol p'legash u'mitam z'chus ha-melech. That he writes, this chacham, that he could be mekadish women from the Jewish people with ksuv and kedushin like any Jewish male, or as a p'legash, which is mitam z'chus ha-melech. So what it would seem that he's saying is, could be, what he means is that when he's taking other women, it's not mitam parshas hamelech, because he says, "Lefikach yochel lekadish nashim b'Yisrael b'ksuv v'kedushin kamo kol ish Yisrael, o b'tor pilegah shu mitam zchus hamelech." He can take women as wives, like every person, or he could take as a pilegesh mitam zchus hamelech. V'zeo, and that is, not mincing any words, it's not usual in rabbinic literature to see this. Usually they say lo nechon, lo nirali kain, tamua, kosheli. But here he just writes v'zeo sheker muchla, v'zeo sheker muchla. It's just a lie. Because the Rambam writes in Halacha Dal, v'chol lokech mikol bo Yisrael, nashim u'pilakshim. Nashim b'ksuva v'kidushin, u'pilakshim lo ksuva v'kidushin, u'v'lo kidushin. So the Rambam equated nashim and pilakshim b'chadah machta together. So just like when the king takes pilakshim, it's miparshas hamelech. So too, when he takes nashim, it's miparshas hamelech. So this Chacham seems to understand that he has rights like a father has in his daughter, and like an adon has in the girl. That's only talking about the pilakshim, not about the nashim. Nashim, it goes back to the classical way of a Jewish man marrying a Jewish woman. But that's not true, because the Rambam equates the two. So even the nashim part is mitam parshas hamelech. Not only the pilakshim part. That's how we explain what's doing here. It's doing here is we're talking about parshas hamelech, but the nashim is a regular way of taking women. No. Nashim, you don't take women the regular way. It's also mitam parshas hamelech. It's not kamo kol ish Yisrael. And what's the nafkamina ledina? That he can be mekadish nashim afilu bal korcham. Shemayet tzarich ledaitam im kenin zeshayich leparshas hamelech. You don't need their acquiescence. You don't need their agreement. All parshas hamelech is that he can do whatever he wants. He has rights. Not every wants, but he has a lot more rights, like taking the women for himself, whether they want it or not, because that's Parshas HaMelech. So Mimela, if you hold that, it's a regular classical Kedushin, he needs their agreement. But here, Mitam Parshas HaMelech, he doesn't need their agreement. the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, and Ibn Ezer, Simin Chofov, Sifkan Aleph, he writes, Shinir Midivar Ramad, the Melchol Kech Isha Baal Korcha. Shisham Chol Aper Chosham Ashi Yisrael, Rishis Melech Likach Yisrael Baal Korcha, Vodim Yidai to Rabbi Yisrael Melech. So it would appear from the Rambam that the king could take a woman against her will. Because the whole Perek is talking about what the Melech has wishes to do, doesn't need anybody's permission, even against their will. And not only that, but if it's Midaita, Midaita, I guess, if you need her das, then what's the chiddush of a king? Therefore, there's no das necessary. So now, Nistul Dvarav Minei Ubei, this Chacham, his words, are inherent contradiction. Since the women, he can be Mekadish Baal Korach Mitam Parashas Melech, so, then what does he have to be Mekadish then B'Ksuba B'Kiddusha? Why can't he be Mekadish then B'Amira Balma, just like he's Mekadish the Pilakshim? So this Chacham wanted to say no. Pilakshim, all you need is Amira. You don't need proper Kiddushin, because Mitam Parashas Melech. It's his rights in her. So just like a father only would need Amira if he could marry his daughter, and an Adam only needs Amira, so too the Melech. But it's Mam Shistira Mineube. Because since he can even be Mekadish, Nashim Baal Korcha, so then how's the Isha, because it's Mitam Parashas Melech, so why does he need a Kiddushin in Ksuba? Why can't it just be like a Pilegesh that doesn't require Kiddushin in Ksuba? It's a Shtaka Kasha. Hello. She'ikir dimyoinoi l'ma she'hevi mi'agoin v'vitzel aponavitcher who dimyoin shav v'koizev. This tzushtel, this comparison that he brings is just wrong. It's incorrect. It is, imagine it, it is false and imaginatory. Because there we can say that since the father has the koyach to mekadish his daughter, and therefore if he sold it to the Adon, he's selling him the koyach ha'av. And therefore the Adon is like the avlin in Kiddushin. But by a melech, miparshas ha'melech, who says that he is the koyach of Kiddushin? Just because he can force them to be rakachos and tabachos, does this also include the koach to be mekadesh them? One isn't shaykh to the other. He doesn't have unlimited rights. He has the rights to employ them. But who says he has the rights to marry them, that he can just marry them without any proper kiddushin? By a father, I get it. By another, I get it, he bought it from the father. But by the melech mechitesi, he can take them as rakachos and tabachos. Who says he can take them as women, as wives? So yes, the Rambam has a source that the king can take them against their will and be mekadish them shalei midaitam. And the pilakshim he can take me parshas hamelech. And hopefully later on we'll bring his makor from the Tosefta. So the Rambam has a makor for that, but it's nothing to do with Yehud. This Chacham wanted to say it's like Yehud. Ma pitom, it's lokashuli Yehud. Yay, the other one has a schus in this woman, he can marry her. Amira Be'alma. But here it's not like Yay, he has no schus to marry her, he has a schus to take her as rakachas and tabachas. So those are the shtaka hasagas that are going our avok. Just, you see, Mamish, you know, going through his chidushim. You see, the man was a goin oilam. It gives me such tsar that his svarim are ke'evin shein, ka'avanim shein lam hoifchim. Just, they sit on the shelf. I remember I was in the YU Beis Medrash. I think the last time I was there was 6 summers ago. Spent some time there. And in the back, they have a few shelves of Svaram of the Rambam from YU, from present Rabbeim, Shlita, and late Rabbeim, Zichronim, Tzaddikim Livracha. And I saw there they have the set of the Shaarei Torah there. Namish, it's huge Svaram. So many chidushim, particularly in Kachim and Tyrus. In the 8th volume, he gets into other stuff also. But most of the 8 volumes are primarily Kachim and Tyrus. And you see, Mamish a goyin olam, and he never. People aren't even in YU. I understand that he was overshadowed by by others. And you just see an incredible Talmud Chacham, but he's still alive. He's still alive in the Olam Shekula Tov. So we want to give him a schus by learning his Torah, by spreading his Torah, Siyata Dishmaya. And hopefully I'd like also to get into the Kachim and Tyrus Semana. I'm afraid I don't want to lose the Olam. But Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll continue this shtickle. Very, very interesting. He keeps going. He has a lot more to say. And a lot, I'm saying, he has so much to say. Just mamish ke maya noivea. Just flows and flows and flows with Torah. It's chedushim. Chedushay Torah. Brilliant chedushay Torah. Gevaldik. All right, thank you so much for listening, and believe me, we'll continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.